CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China and Mongolia have issued a joint statement on deepening their comprehensive strategic partnership. It comes as Mongolian President Sakharchin Elbadorj wrapped up his three-day state visit to China. The statement touched on exchanges and cooperation in a variety of areas, including politics, defense, economy, trade, and investment. The two sides will also actively promote signing a treaty on aligning China's Belt and Road Initiative and Mongolia's Steppe Road Plan. Financing cooperation between Mongolia and the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank and the Silk Road Fund in big infrastructure projects will be supported as well. China agrees with Elbadorj's initiative to host a dialogue on Northeast Asian security in Ulaanbaatar, while Mongolia has invited the Chinese leader to attend the Asia-Europe summit in the country next year. The number of floating population in China is expected to increase by 6 million annually in the next 5 years, more slowly than the 8 million annually over the past 5 years. The report released by the National Health and Family Planning Commission said China had 253 million floating people at the end of 2014, and the number is to hit 291 million in 2020. That means one-sixth of the country's total population leave their origin places to seek employment or education elsewhere. Smog is forecast to linger in North China in the next 3 days. Moderate smog will continue to shroud parts of Hebei, Henan, Shandong, and the three northeast provinces of Liaoning, Jilin, and Heilongjiang. Tianjin and Beijing municipalities will also be hit with smog. The National Meteorological Center says visibility will be reduced to less than 500 meters in some places. A senior general in Myanmar has pledged that the armed forces will work with the new government for the development of the country. Min Aung Hlaing, Commander-in-Chief of Myanmar's Defense Services, made the remarks 3 days after the general election. He said no matter which government takes power, the armed forces will strive to become a standard army and back the multi-party system. In response to the request of Aung San Suu Kyi to hold dialogue with the senior general, his information team said it would coordinate the meeting after the Union Election Commission completed its work. Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy has so far secured a total of 490 parliamentary seats in the next term of parliament. The Chinese government has said the upcoming APEC meeting in Manila is not a proper occasion to discuss issues related to the South China Sea. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei says APEC should focus more on economic cooperation rather than other sensitive issues. Hong Lei says it has been a consensus among APEC members not to discuss sensitive political and security issues at the organization's meetings. And the Philippine government has said such matters won't be on the agenda of the coming session. Chinese President Xi Jinping is to attend the APEC summit from November 17th to 19th. It's now going to be easier for banks in China and Pakistan to give out loans to companies hoping to get involved in the new free trade area between the two countries. A new banking services protocol connected to the free trade area has taken effect this Wednesday. Through it, companies which are hoping to do business in the free trade area are going to be given more access to bank financing. Priority is going to be given to companies getting into the services sector. The free trade area is part of the larger China-Pakistan economic corridor. This is a plan to create an economic link running from Xinjiang to Pakistan's deepwater port of Gwadar. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, on Wednesday told African partners that irregular migrants should be returned. Tusk made the remark as 60 more leaders of the two continents gathered in Malta's capital, Valletta, over the current migrant crisis. The EU has reportedly promised €1 billion fund to Africa as it is keen to send back more illegal migrants amid the massive migrant flux. Tusk said voluntary return is preferable, but mandatory returns may also be implemented. Death toll from Tuesday's plane crash in the U.S. state of Ohio has risen to 9. The Ohio State Highway Patrol said a pilot, co-pilot, and 7 passengers were on board the small private jet when it crashed into a house Tuesday afternoon. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.